Hello, my name is Nikki. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I have a question about, they sent me the second, they sent me a website, University of South Alabama, and then this link doesn't work. And I have to make an appointment for my second one, which is this weekend. But the link is not active, as not working, and even if I enter that separately on the google.com, it is not working at all. So what should I do? I don't want to miss that appointment.
Okay, now with this line here, we provide you with testing sites, but you're referring to the vaccine. With that, the only thing we could do is place you on a pre-registration list, and someone from that county health department will get in contact with you. So if I were you, try reaching back out via phone.
So somebody is talking to me right now because I'm going to work.
I don't know how long it'll take because, again, it's only when I become available. What you need assistance with, I couldn't help you in that area.
So this is what it said. When I scrolled down, it said that if you have any problem with signing for the COVID vaccine, call this number. That is the number that I called.
Yes. Now, if you're calling,
maybe the information is not correct.
Now, what I can do on my end, I can only do one of two things. In your case, because you would like to schedule the appointment for a vaccination, I can place you on a pre-registration list and you'll be contacted. I don't know how long it'll take before you're contacted. Now, I can definitely do that.
Yeah, well, thank you. But the thing is, I registered already. They respond me and they said that just confirm your consent for that. But the link that they sent me is not working. I don't know who should I contact with.
Have you contacted the health department that you're receiving the vaccination from directly?
No. It is the healthcare, USA Healthcare that is working with the health department, I believe, that do the vaccination at Civic Center.
Have you contacted them directly?
No, there is a number over there. When I dialed that number, it said it's already disconnected. So I don't know what to do at this moment. And it is just a limited amount of time. If you don't respond, you will lose your time for the vaccine. So it is very important for me to do something today.
The only other information that I can provide you with is just to visit our website. And hopefully there's some more information because I only have the county health department's pre-registration list. That's it. Nothing outside of that.
Yeah, I believe they work together with the University of South Alabama. So what
Correct.
Is the website?
Our website is A as in Apple, D as mm-hmm. in dog, P as in Paul, H as in Henry.org. Or you can go to CDC, like catdogcat.gov.
Yeah, I know, but CDC is in general. It doesn't take me to the vaccination and consent and all that. I don't know. This is the general information of CDC. This is what I'm doing for a year now. So,
correct, but again, unfortunately, I can't provide you with anything outside of what I have already.
I totally understand your situation, but I thought that you might be able to help me somehow. I don't know. Okay, so it is adph.org. Is that right?
That is correct.
And it is www or HHTTPP, or what is it? It's www?
The website.
Uh-huh, yes.
It's just adph.org.
And it is cap or lowercase?
Lowercase.
Lowercase. Well, thank you for the information that you provide. But, I will try to do something. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Goodbye.